describe a special toy you had in your childhood.
What are the differences when choosing toys for boys and girls? Do boys and girls like the same toys? I think boys usually like toys that they can be more active with. For example, they might like kites because they can run around and burn some energy with them. They're also obsessed with toys that can move, like cars and trains, which seem more interesting for them than toys that can't. Girls, on the other hand, are predisposed to socializing, so they are more in favor of toys that they can talk to or pretend to talk to. For example, dolls are popular with girls because they can dress them up and use their imagination to play with them. What's the difference between the toys kids play with now and those they played with in the past? Well, in the past, toys were a lot simpler. Kids would play with things like blocks or puzzles. Some kids had dolls, but they weren't fancy or anything. Nowadays, dolls are super customizable and come with tons of outfits and accessories. Kids also have more advanced toys, like remote cars, electronic toys, and even smart toys that can link with smartphones. Plus, some kids have really complicated Lego sets that they play with. What's your opinion when choosing a gift for kids? It seems to me that when you get a gift for a kid, you should get them something that's suited to their tastes. For example, if you know that a kid really likes dinosaurs, getting them a robotic dinosaur toy would be a thoughtful gift. Besides, you don't want to get them anything too complicated or expensive. They might break it or get frustrated with it and not enjoy it. Sometimes it's helpful to consult with their parents first so you get them something they'll like. What do parents usually buy for their children to make them happy? I suppose that parents like to buy toys for their kids to make them happy, but it's not always about getting them the newest gadget, though. In general, a lot of parents like to show their love for their kids by getting them things that they know they'll enjoy. When parents give their kids something thoughtful, their kids feel happy because then they know that their parents care about their interests. Like, active kids are definitely happier to receive a skateboard from their parents than something else, like a plush toy. Can girls play with toys that boys like to play with? Yes, absolutely. I think that nowadays, most toys are unisex, meaning that either girls or boys would enjoy playing with them. But when it comes to toys that are specifically geared towards boys, I don't think there's anything wrong with girls enjoying them as well. It doesn't really make sense to separate toys like that. If girls find those toys fun, then they should be able to play with them. Do you think parents should buy more toys for their kids or spend more time with them? It seems to me that parents should spend more time with their kids. Buying toys for their kids is always a nice gesture, but it doesn't compare to quality time. I think the best solution is playing with their kids. And I believe kids love hanging out with their parents. When they have their parents with them, they also get to bond and build up that relationship. Nothing is more valuable than spending time with your family. Should advertising aimed at kids be prohibited? I don't think it should be prohibited, but it should definitely be limited. There are some good examples of kids advertising. For example, if a museum is trying to attract more kids, they might have child-centered ads that show how fun educational content can be. I think that's fine, but advertising for toys and other things can make kids too materialistic. So that should be monitored and restrained to some extent. How do advertisements influence children? Advertisements can appeal to kids really effectively. By using bright colors and interesting visuals, they make the kids think that they need whatever product is being advertised. They might even influence kids to ask their parents for a certain toy. It can have the effect of making kids greedy and obsessed with having the newest thing. Kids can fall prey to advertisements very easily since they're so young and impressionable.